Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden's alluding to a series of policy priorities at stake for the Democratic Party, such as abortion access, expanded voting protections, and climate change initiatives if Democrats lose seats in Congress. Biden spoke at Democratic National Committee headquarters in D.C.
Whether we maintain control of the Senate and the House is a big deal. And so far, we're running against the tide and we're beating the tide. But we just have 15 days until one of the most important elections in our lifetime. And it's going to shape the way this country looks like for the coming decade, for real.
Next week, Biden is set to visit Florida, where former Congressman Charlie Crist is battling to unseat Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. With the state still recovering from Hurricane Ian, both candidates are scheduled to hold their first and only televised debate tonight. A new Telemundo LX News poll shows DeSantis has a 7-point statewide lead over Crist among Hispanic voters. Former British Chancellor Rishi Sunak is set to become the country's next prime minister tomorrow. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports Sunak will be the first person of color to lead the UK government.
Sunak won with overwhelming support from fellow Conservative lawmakers. His victory caps a swift comeback after former Prime Minister Liz Truss beat him for the job over the summer. Sunak, 42, brings a lot of relevant experience to No. 10 Downing Street as the country struggles with 10% inflation, rising heating bills, and slow growth. Educated at Oxford University and Stanford Business School, Sunak co-founded an investment firm and was later elected to Parliament in 2015. Although Sunak's rise to prime minister is a racial milestone in British politics, it's not receiving a lot of media coverage here, in part because ethnic minorities have routinely filled some of the top jobs in conservative governments here in recent years. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's announcing criminal charges against Chinese nationals today.
A complaint was unsealed charging two PRC intelligence officers with attempting to obstruct, influence, and impede a criminal prosecution of a PRC-based telecommunications company.
Meanwhile, China's economy grew somewhat faster than expected in July, August, and September. NPR Scott Horsley with details.
China's GDP report was supposed to come out last week, but was postponed during the Party Congress, where Xi Jinping was confirmed for a third term as China's president. The report shows China's economy was 3.9% larger in the third quarter than a year ago. That's better than forecasters had expected, but well short of the official growth target of 5.5%. China's stock market declined.
NPR Scott Horsley reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 503 points, 1.6% at 31,587. The NASDAQ is up nearly 1%. S&P is up 1.4%. It's NPR. The U.S. and its allies warn that Russia may be planning to further escalate its military campaign in Ukraine after the defense minister of Russia communicated with his Western counterparts that the Kremlin believes Kiev is plotting to use a so-called dirty bomb. In an address overnight, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia's accusation was a sign Russia itself was planning such an attack and would blame it on Ukraine. On the ground, Russia is evacuating civilians from the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson as Ukrainian troops recapture more territory Russia seized since the February invasion. In South Asia, a tropical storm has strengthened into a cyclone over the Bay of Bengal, and it's expected to make landfall in Bangladesh early Tuesday. The government is scrambling to evacuate people from its path, and NPR's Lauren Frere has the latest from Mumbai.
The Bangladeshi government has halted all river ferries across the country, closed three airports, and is evacuating hundreds of thousands of people from coastal areas. Cyclone Sitrang is already dumping heavy rain on Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka, and carrying winds of up to 55 miles an hour. 10-foot storm surge is in the forecast. Bangladesh is a river delta nation. Almost the entire country is at sea level, and thus on the front lines of climate change. The government has invested in good flood warning systems, which have been credited with saving lives amid increasingly erratic weather like this. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
U.S. stocks trading higher. The Dow is up 484 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.